Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 21 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes, part of the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. I hope you have been enjoying this step through all of my memories when it comes to different projects that I have written for either the stage or the screen, big or small, in one case a video game screen. And seeing what wound up happening with a lot of these projects, which ones are completely dead in the water, which ones have a chance to get resuscitated or even completely rewritten. Who knows? There's a lot that I've gotten done in the past, and there's quite a bit of material that will hopefully be mined for future content in the years to come. One particular script that I'm really proud of is called Seeking Retribution. This was a story in which I wanted to write up a little action script, an action screenplay involving a cop, a vigilante, and a contract killer, with all three of them having their own agendas against each other. It was really fun going through this, seeing where it went and getting into the backstory of where we are in New York City at the time and different tropes in scripts that I really enjoy, and one of them being a face-off between two major characters. If I were to basically just say one of the best scenes that's ever really kind of given me chills, actual action took place, but it was just some crackling dialogue between the two characters, I would say look at the diner scene in Heat between Pacino and De Niro. Everyone knew that this was going to be a very important, pivotal, and iconic scene. The two of them sharing the screen together for the first time did not disappoint. It's a truly remarkable moment. I wanted to have moments like that in my own script. I remember a moment very late in the story where the cop who was originally abandoned to die by his former partner, who is now a vigilante, is confronting him in a dark alley. That was a really fun scene to write. I had so much fun writing that script. And I think with another couple of rewrites, it could wind up having a future. I don't know. But I was really proud of it, especially at that time. That's when I learned of a very interesting project that HBO was fronting. It was a collaboration between Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and it was called Project Greenlight. Basically, it was a reality show in which we get to see behind the scenes how a film is put together. The different scripts that would be submitted would go through a very rigorous elimination process. The first round would be a peer-reviewed round in which, you know, everyone would get a chance to read other scripts and see where they would go and supply their own notes and their own thoughts, their own feedback, see where it goes. So it's always good to get this sort of feedback from your peers, especially if the feedback provided is constructive. So I went ahead and said, to hell with it. Let's go and give it a shot. I submitted Seeking Retribution. That was my script. And again, this is one of those things where, just like with Manhunter being involved in the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival, this one also seemed to have quite a fairly large budget. Not a huge blockbuster type budget, but maybe about $20 million or so. In this case, maybe I should have gone for something more intimate or restrained in terms of budget. You only have so much to work with in your budget, in the finished film, in the winning film's budget. You only have enough to work. You only have so much to work with on this, because you're going to be an untested director, and therefore you're going to get a very modest budget. So something like this, I seriously doubted as time went on. I didn't think that it really had too much of a chance in this atmosphere. Turns out I was right, because it did not get out of that peer review round. But I did get some pretty constructive feedback, and I was able to take that feedback and apply it to the next couple of drafts. I'm much happier with those other drafts, the ones that were not submitted to HBO. So again, who knows what the future might bring with that particular script, other scripts that I had to read. If I'm not mistaken, I know I had to read at least one other script. I think it may have been two or three overall to be able to participate in this peer review setup. And one in particular really grabbed my attention. I don't know who wrote this. Obviously, it was a long time ago. It was over 25 years ago. But it was a script called Megaplex. It was all about this kid who had inherited this old falling apart movie theater from a family member who had passed away. He was taking it upon himself to completely renovate the whole thing while this big corporation, this big theater chain just across the street with all these different houses that were all these different screening rooms and everything was threatening to swallow it up. And so it's very much like a David and Goliath story. I gotta say, as I read it, I was thinking, this is fun. This is really good. The writing was fun, and the characters were believable. The whole thing was a blast. It got bonus points because the guy in charge of the Megaplex, he was saying that he was going to be doing some more expanding and adding more screening rooms and supervised daycare center, so young kids could hang out while the parents were enjoying the movie. So no kid interruptions, like that sort of stuff I thought was fantastic. And so overall, I wound up really, really liking that script. And I'm noting this because that script made it out of the peer review section. Kudos to me for actually being able to read a good script and offer my two cents. And it turns out that what I was thinking was along the lines of what other people were thinking. So that to me was a bonus, because that meant that I knew what sort of quality they were looking for. And so I had fun throughout that whole thing. Obviously, I did not make it out of round one. It was a good experience, and I'm really happy I took the plunge. At the end of the day, when it comes to all these experiences, a script starts and stops, it all leads to where I am right now. Being able to read a good script and being able to identify certain things that other people were seeing at the same time, that was positive. And I'm not saying that I was able to apply all of that to my own writing, but I could see what made a good script and what they were looking for. So that I saw as a win, even though, again, I didn't make it past round one, but someone else did. And I hope that person, whoever they are, is still working on that script. I would still love to see it actually made. So we'll see. But the next episode gets a little bit more interesting, because this was when I decided to take this story that I've been picking at, which was Manhunter, give it a fresh new name, another draft, and then decide to write the novelization of that script. And that's what starts a whole new era in my writing. So at the same time, there was another chance for me to take someone else's idea and bring it to life in script form. Those two stories will be tackled in the next couple of episodes. So until then, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.